First, though, homegrown vessel replacements, the first replacement tissue-engineered vein grown from a patient's own stem cells, has been successfully transplanted into a 10-year-old Swedish girl. This has been written up in the journal The Lancet this week. It's by Michael Olausson, who's a researcher at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden. And what he and his colleagues have done is to treat a 10-year-old girl who had a problem called portal obstruction. And the portal vein is a very large blood vessel that drains blood out of your intestines, takes it to the liver to be processed in the liver before the liver then releases the blood back into the rest of the circulation. And if you obstruct that vein, then what happens is that the blood can't get back out of the intestines properly, so it finds other ways around the obstruction, and this can cause other blood vessels, including those in the esophagus, to become dangerously dilated. And if they do that, then they can hemorrhage and bleed. It also causes the spleen to become too large. Normally what you would do is to try to find a way to replace the obstructed vessel. And one way to do that is to borrow a vein from somewhere else. In some cases they borrow a vein from the leg, including the long saphenous vein. In other cases they go to the neck and they borrow the jugular vein. You can imagine the trauma of doing this sort of surgery. You don't really want that, especially in a 10-year-old girl. So what they did was to go to a person who had unfortunately died, cadaveric donor. They took a section of the iliac vein, which is the large vein at the top of the leg, where it goes back into the two veins from the legs unite. They put that vein section into detergent solution, and this destroys all of the cells from the donor, and it leaves behind just a scaffolding of the connective tissue that used to hold those cells in place. They then got stem cells from the girl's bone marrow, added them to this scaffolding, and put the whole thing in what they call a bioreactor. Effectively, it's a dish kept at the right temperature with some nutrient solution and growth factors. And after a month, the stem cells had grown into the right place in the blood vessel to turn into muscle cells and had completely replaced all of the muscle that you would normally find in the middle layer of the vessel. And then they took some endothelial cells, which are the smooth cells that line blood vessels, and added those, and they coated the interior. That produced an appropriate section of vessel, and that was then taken out of the culture dish and transplanted into the girl, bypassing the injured or damaged bit of her portal vein, and she made a full recovery. They had to go back in and extend the bypass later because, unfortunately, the graft developed a bit of a kink, but she is now much better and at school and doing very well. And as they say in their paper, the new stem cell-derived graft resulted not only in good blood flow rates but normal laboratory test values and a strikingly improved quality of life for the patient. Quite striking, isn't it?
How do the cells know that they should be kind of growing on the scaffold and not sort of on the rest of the petri dish?
The cells have what they call adhesion molecules on their surface, and this is like cell Velcro. So cells have sticky molecules on the surface, and the scaffolding has the right thing that docks with those sticky molecules. And probably the cells know when they've bound onto those things, so they know they've locked onto the right environment, and that in turn tells the cells what to turn into and how to behave. So one thing controls the other. And the benefit of doing it like this is that then the cells are entirely the girl's own. They're not donor cells, so there's no risk of immunosuppression being needed because there's no risk of rejection or anything like that.
How big a step would it be to do this with arteries then? Because people, especially in old age, will have a lot of problems with arteries, so how could this help them?
You're absolutely right, and one person in three develops some kind of vascular disease that will kill them. I was going to say in their lifetime, but that would be a rather fatuous thing to say, wouldn't it? But it's a major problem, and the problem with arteries is they're much higher pressure, so they have to withstand a much greater tension in the wall. But people are very close, and they've actually got arteries that can be produced artificially. This was a first because it's the first time anyone's done it with a vein, but they are now quite close to producing arteries as well. The problem is getting to people who have these diseases before they actually develop the problems in the first place. But good question. Thank you, Diana. Now, if you'd like to ask a question here on The Naked Scientist, remember it's Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. We're answering all of your science questions. Just email chris@thenakedscientist.com or tweet @NakedScientist.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.